The Golden Books. Preface. We need guidance at a young age, and teachers are not nearly enough. The notion of using grades to encourage students to learn is cruel. Students will take to measure themselves with what teachers use as a trick. Parents aren't enough. They are made poor and busy. Audiobooks, specifically written for growing up, can work, but they will come under instant attack, as they will reject mediocrity, the very substance that turns a profit. No, the world will not destroy itself. An age will come where young people will take charge. They will reject mediocrity and adults, and reject false leaders. The Golden Books. Books that create a code so that humanity becomes more resilient. The code comes from a cross-section between Socrates and his family and the gentle lady and the gentleman, but made modern to integrate with today's culture and drive individualized education forward. These books will be written out of love for humanity, not in hopes of control, not in hopes of halting humanity's development. They will guide the future generations with all that they need to rise and continue rising. They will open with the parents explaining that they are limited in their mind, but that cannot stop them from helping children rise. They will ask to have their mistakes forgiven and for children to listen carefully, because the recordings that follow are the best they could create. For every year of the child's life, there will be a new 12-chapter book, beginning in January and ending in December. Each year, the books will grow in complexity, revealing more about humanity. They will take to teaching and focus on the most functional knowledge first. How to rise in life and stand independent. How to learn to operate and program computers. How to create art with wall projectors and compose music with beat sequencers and piano rolls. The books will encourage the children to prepare for the ancient quest to walk the world's greatest trails and to never give up and never surrender, never be ruled or sentenced by the small-minded men again. The opening will begin with an inscription retrieved from West Point. A human being will not lie, cheat, or steal, nor tolerate those who do. And as the children grow to be able to comprehend more complex books, they will carry on to lay, layer by layer, a picture of an unbreakable humanity, one that will never be misled by the military or propaganda or false leaders or religions or promises. A human being is to rise to love life, to feel joy of life and its incredible power. The books will teach that life must always be protected, and no one has the right to warp a mind. Human beings must grow up with the correct and corrupted code of conduct. Otherwise, they forget what surrounds them, and in their innocent beauty, they build on uneven and shaky foundation that liars then exploit. We have all grown up under the continued threat of nuclear war, just recently renewed again. Those of you brought up in the cities have had intercontinental missiles pointed at you all your lives. You have been forced into poverty and told to pursue happiness. Begin with Socrates, with a focus on discovering false philosophers, prophets, and leaders. And take to the adventure trails, the Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide, or the equivalent on your continent, and listen to 1,000 books as you take your sacred journey. Transcend, transcend, or perish whilst unwittingly holding humanity back for long enough that parasites can feed and thrive and destroy it. By blindly serving your false leaders and sending your children to antidepressant-driven wars, you will destroy this world. I repeat, transcend. Open your eyes. All it takes is wise books and adventure. Learn to honor your fellow human beings by ensuring that they receive an authentic education as well. Treat them with kindness and love so that they will grow free of threat. Unite. Converge on wisdom so that you are not used as tools for profit of temporary little man and their stupid fantasies. Reject all that is holding humanity back, starting with lies and manipulations first. By accepting the responsibility for real and authentic and functional and meaningful self-education, that really does make a difference, that helps you grow all the way up until what marks an adult is nothing short of greatness. Work hard, but not to tune your hardships out, as they may be a sham, but to leave a lasting legacy that truly makes a difference for the future generations, that will add to permanently moving humanity away from the blight of sick fantasy and self-destruction. Go get your backpack. Pack for the trails tonight. Begin with all the narrated philosophy books written by clear-thinking, non-religious intellectuals that you can find. Listen to them countless times. With each iteration, you will understand more. And with each new book, you will rise higher. You are meant to become a great being. You are meant to grow all the way up. Find your adventure and bring your books so that eventually you may grow in wisdom enough to begin writing the volumes that the children need so that they can grow up strong and away from small-minded vision, so that their minds are clear, so that their future is never threatened and always bright.